Welcome to Love Rules, the radio ministry of Roxbury Presbyterian Church in Boston. My mom, Liz Walker, was Boston's first African-American television news anchor, but her most important job is what she does right now at RPC, preaching the good news about God's love. The Bible says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. How does that work? Join my mom now as she offers us Love Rules from Roxbury Presbyterian Church.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Love Rules. Today's message, the risk of faith. And our text is from Acts, the 16th chapter, the 16th through the 17th verses. Once, when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune-telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." The Apostle Paul faced many challenges on the road in his ministry, but the situation in the Greek region of Macedonia was one of the greatest. This was his second visit to this region. He had come to strengthen the churches, recruit new disciples. This is where he would meet and work with Timothy, and of course he was always working to spread the gospel. Philippi was not a flourishing environment for Jews. The Greeks and the Romans there worshipped the emperor and Egyptian gods. There wasn't even a synagogue in the city, and to make matters worse, a young slave woman, a fortune teller possessed by demons, is making trouble for them. For several days, she has followed this group, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." Now, her message was true, but of course, Paul didn't want a demon witnessing for Christ. The woman was annoying and distracting. At first, Paul tried to ignore her, but she wouldn't quit. This was a risky situation for Paul. He had to make a decision. This woman was interrupting his mission, and she wasn't going to give up. Now, the easiest thing for Paul to do would be to pack up his group and leave. But he didn't choose the easy route. He chose to serve Christ. Verse 18. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the spirit left her. Now, Paul had made a bad situation worse, because the people who owned the fortune teller realized their tool for making money was gone, and they were mad. So they dragged Paul off to jail, where he and Silas were beaten and thrown into the deepest, darkest, dankest parts of the prison. This is just one of the many examples of the challenges Paul encountered on his many missionary journeys. Paul faced more hard times than good ones. He wasn't getting rich or famous, no offers of prestigious academic appointments, no reality shows, no money. There was always this looming possibility that his work would be stopped brutally by the opposition. At any point in this situation, Paul could have saved himself by walking away. But it seems Paul was always willing to take bold steps of faith. He was never timid about proclaiming the good news. He never shrank back from his calling or his faith, despite the sacrifice and the suffering that he endured. Paul, like so many early believers, was a risk taker for Christ. It is easy to forget how challenging Christianity was in the beginning. Believers were beaten, imprisoned, stoned, maimed, slaughtered. Every Christian back then, when they signed up, knew they were risking everything. Paul knew what he was up against. Before his conversion, he was one of Christianity's greatest enemies. He sought out believers to kill them. But then he met the resurrected Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One, with all the power and authority of God. And Paul's life was forever changed. There's something so powerful, so extraordinary, so supernatural in Paul's encounter with Christ that he became willing, even eager, to take the risks of faith, even to the point of death. Paul wrote in Philippians 1, his goal, his obsession was to honor Christ. It didn't matter if it was by living or dying. He went on to say, "To live is Christ, to die is gain." When you commit your life to Christ, this is a scripture on which you should meditate. Is it extreme? Yes. That's what this faith is all about. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. You know, the past few weeks, we've had all of this horrible news coming out of Orlando and out of other places and mass murders and people who are willing to kill themselves, terrorists or insane people, whatever the reason, they're willing to kill themselves. They want to die and they seem to want to take other people. But what makes Paul's thoughts different? He's not dying to kill others. He is dying to love. The risk of faith is the risk of love. God has called us to a love that is more powerful than death. Until you grow in and actualize, make real in your life this divine power of love, well, until that happens, the scriptures sounds frightening. But you see, as Christians, we must live out of the power of love, not death, not killing. Our hope is built on life. And this life we profess comes with great risk. Loving as God calls us to love is risky. We live in a risk-averse culture. This terrorism has changed the very atmosphere of this country. We are at war, so the prevailing tone is fear and anger. Security at airports, security at all public places. People are afraid to even gather anymore. It's scary, but it's not the kind of thing that Christians should take to heart. Those of us who profess to be Christians should model courage for the rest of the world. Why? God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. We must be the risk-takers for love. Every step of a faith walk involves risk. It demands obedience, commitment, trust, vigilance, and courage. Karl Marx once said that religion is the opium of the people, but I'm not sure what religion he was talking about, because there is nothing easy or comfortable about this faith walk. It involves great risks. I am so thankful you've joined us today. Remember, Love Rules is totally listener-supported. Won't you make a donation right now to keep this program on the air? Log on to RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org and click on Giving. That's RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org. Click on Giving. Thank you. God bless you. You know, I always call myself a risk taker, and I think about all the traveling I've done around the world in trouble spots in Sudan and in Belgium a week before those attacks, working the mean streets of Roxbury. And I'm not saying that that's because I'm such a hero in the world, but I'm saying that I've decided to accept the risk of my faith. I'm not suggesting that you work in these kinds of ministry, but I am telling you, if you want to know Christ better, if you want to grow in your walk, you will inevitably have to risk something. Something. Courage. Now, when we talk about courage, the first thing we think about is usually the SWAT team or the military SEALs that go in and battle the enemy. But the Latin root of courage is cor. It means heart. Scholar author Brené Brown writes that one of the earliest explanations of this term was to speak one's mind by telling all one's heart. The biblical definition of courage goes even further. It is the willingness to say and do the right thing, regardless of the cost. Courageous faith is to keep moving in God's direction, regardless. Now, how do we get there? How do we become courageous? Being filled with the Spirit, being aware of God's mercy and God's grace, and living our lives through God's promises. Every step we take moves us deeper out into the unknown, further away from what we can see. The paradox is, while you're stepping into something unfamiliar, this is not a step necessarily into uncertainty. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance in what we do not see. And that is risky business. To grow in Christ involves the risk of leaving what you know best behind. It involves change and growth. It involves going in a direction that's different from the rest of the world. It's like swimming upstream. I'm not going to be what I used to be, not going to do what I used to do. That's hard stuff. You may have to leave somebody behind. You may have to leave something behind. But to love as God calls us to love is to risk everything. But there is a reward. In business and finance, a factor called the risk-reward ratio is the comparison of the expected returns of the investment to the amount of risk undertaken to capture those returns. A lot of investors who are not careful will risk too much for too little in return. In other words, if you're going to risk something, make sure what you stand to gain is big enough. The question we must ask is Jesus Christ worth the risk? That is the ultimate question. That's the most important question we will have to answer in life. Is living for Christ worth the risk? Is service to Christ worth the risk? Is giving to Christ worth the risk? Remember Paul's words, to live is Christ, to die is gain. Living for Christ means pursuing the knowledge of Christ in everything we do, growing in the Spirit, knowing the Holy Spirit is there to help us through life. Knowing Christ, not facts about Christ, but knowing Christ, the power of his sacrifice, the power of his resurrection, being willing to give up anything that keeps us from Christ. You know, if you live in this country, more than likely you're not going to have to sacrifice your life for Christ. But he wants you to give your life. That means that Christ is the most important thing. That means we have to break out of our own stuff, get out of our own way to stand in absolute adoring faith of our Christ. In the end of his visit to Macedonia, Paul was in prison, shackled and isolated. But he and Silas praised the Lord. They sang songs and prayed through the night, and the jailer, listening to them, wanted to be saved. Their sacrifice brought God some glory. When you think about it, it's a tiny sacrifice. We have the audacity to talk about giving up our puny time and our little money and our little puny gifts. Compare that to God's promise of salvation from hell and destruction. Compare that to what Jesus did on the cross. If you know who God is, if you have a growing relationship with Jesus Christ, then you realize the risk-reward ratio is beyond your ability to grasp. It's impossible for us to fail when we remember who we serve. It's impossible for us to despair when we remember who cares for us. It's impossible for us to lose when we remember who loves us and gives us the final victory. Yes, this faith life involves risk, but the reward is so much greater. Growing in and knowing Christ. I can't think of anything I'd rather do. Thanks for joining me. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is located at 328 Warren Street, right in the heart of Roxbury. Come worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m.
And remember, our summer Sunday worship schedule, which is in effect right now, is at 10 o'clock.
This is a listener-supported program. We invite you to partner with us and learn the many ways that love rules. Visit us on our website, roxburypresbyterianchurch.org, or call us at 617-445-2116.